Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there! Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Happy hour, everybody. Welcome to Big Woo-hoo. Blend Radio's Toast to Music Anniversary Party. We are airing live from the studio of ceramic artist Andrea Fay out in Peachtree City, Georgia. There's no peaches on the trees right now because it's a little cold, but I heard that they will come in season. They will be here in season. So
soon.
Just saying, look forward to when the warmth comes back. It will be peach season, but it is a beautiful day. There's all kinds of birds floating around. There's deer. There's cats.
Yes.
Two cool cats.
That.
This is an awesome, awesome place. But so anyway, this is part of our anniversary series. You know, we've been doing a lot of Zoom interviews. So we're airing daily now on bigblendradio.com. That's the website. But this live radio show series goes back to our roots of who we are. We are celebrating 25 years of Big Blend magazines. For our magazines that went from print to digital, 15 years of Big Blend Radio started here on Blog Talk Radio. So all year long, we're going to be having these parties. And also, we are celebrating 10 years of our Big Blend Love Your Parks tour, where we travel across the country documenting parks and public lands. And so we're pretty darn happy because we're having all of our friends on the show.
Yeah, I love it.
Talking about where they are today, looking back at when they first came on the shows, and this is just like 1 year of parties, and Lord knows, we need some good parties and positivity. So,
yeah,
Nancy, are you ready to get on the bus?
I'm already on.
Okay, well, we've got the Big Blend Radio Happy Hour Party Bus, and Priscilla, our pink sock monkey, she's our travel mascot for our Love Your Parks tour. She's driving and cooking and pouring drinks, and she's getting ready to welcome some amazing folks on the bus. We're going to start out going from Peachtree City, Georgia. We're going to go because this bus can fly, swim, drive, you know, road. It can do anything. We're going to go off to Australia, Adelaide, Australia. We're going to go pick up Dean. Oh, no, excuse me. Let me get it right. We're going to San Francisco first. Let me get it straight.
No.
We're going all the way across the country. We're going to go to James Byfield, known as Blind Lemon Pledge, over in San Francisco. So we're going to play some of his music. Then we're going to Australia. It makes more sense for the map. And then we're going to go all the way from Australia, from the warmer climate to another warm climate. We're going to South Florida, you know, after we see Dino Jack in Adelaide. I know. Well, this is, you know, backwards. So we're going to go to San Francisco, pick up James Byfield, to go to Australia, Adelaide, Australia, to pick up Dino Jag. And then we're going to go to South Florida to Lake Worth to pick up the Cravens Rock Band. How hard is that? I think this is pretty darn cool.
That is pretty much what our road trips are like right
there. Okay, so we're going to get started. Here is we're going to play road trip music before we go get James over in San Francisco. Here is Run, John, Run. I'm going to get this straight. Everything's here. You can tell we haven't been doing live that much anymore. But Run, John, Run is from his album, is this actually pretty amazing, Pledge Drive. And, you know, you think about it, Blind Lemon Pledge, Pledge Drive. And this is from the first album that James came on the show. And I don't know what year it was, but he's been on the show a gazillion times with all kinds of albums, Americana Blues. He is fantastic. I encourage you to go to his website, blindlemon-pledge.com. And he's on Facebook under the same name. His latest album is A Satchel Full of Blues that's charting, doing super well on the Roots Music charts. He'll tell us about that. But here it is, Run, John, Run, and then we'll get him on the show. Take a listen.
Run, John, Run. Racing to the cornfield, run, John, run. You best not say, run, John, run. Hiding in a canebrake, run, John, run. Night riders on the way. Katie and Baby Joe. You got to protect them. Daddy Zeke and Auntie Flo. Gotta keep them safe. Gotta keep them safe. Gotta keep them safe. Run, John, run, down to the river. Run, John, run, hear what I say. Run, John, run, dashing through the woods now. Run, John, run, Night Rider's on the way. Ain't gonna work their farm no more, not since abolition. Won't be no slave to the company store. It's a whole new day. It's a whole new day. It's a whole new day. Run, John, run. Heading for the border. Run, John, run. You're gonna get away. Run, John, run. The gates of Zion calling. Run, John, run, Night Rider's on the way. Run, John, run.
Everyone, Run, John, Run. You're listening to Big Blend Radio's Happy Hour, and that is James Byfield, also known as Blind Lemon Pledge, and you can go to their website, blindlemon-pledge.com. That is from the album Pledge Drive, and that's where we first met James here on Big Blend Radio. Mm-hmm. So welcome, James, and welcome to the Big Blend Party Bus. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. I put my party hat on, so I'm ready to boogie here.
Well, good, good. Listen,
yeah.
Run, John, Run. I have to tell you, we've been crossing the country a gazillion times these last few years, and
yeah.
Your albums totally tell the tale of America. And, you know, it really is like a – if you take your albums, you're documenting the history in a number
thanks.
Of ways.
You
yeah,
it's interesting
in Run,
that
John,
Oh, that you played that one, because just the other night, like I think two nights ago, they had Buck and the Preacher on, which is a Sidney Poitier movie, and that was the inspiration for that song, because it's about the Knight Riders, which I had not known about until I ever saw that movie. So it was kind of cool that it came on, and now you played it.
Wow, that's weird. Wow, that's cool.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So listen, you're on the party bus.
Maybe.
Priscilla would like to, I know, listen. Champagne toast, happy hour toast to Sidney Poitier. He is a legend, right? He's
awesome.
A legend. Betty White,
awesome.
I mean, it's just like, you know, there's just so many people lately. It's just like, But we've got music, and music is part of documenting history and keeping it alive. It's not like documented and stuffed in a museum drawer. It keeps everything moving forward, you know? So I think that's the beauty of it, and I think that's the beauty of what you're doing with your music. It is Americana. It really is. It's the roots. You get down and into it, and we appreciate it. And we've loved having you on the show over the years. We've had technical things that have happened, but we've got you here now, which is
hey,
good.
There you go.
So
I've always enjoyed coming on.
Cool.
It was 2016 when I first came on.
2016. So we're past the 5-year mark now.
That's right.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'll see you as we head west this year. We're going to be off.
I hope so. That'd
you
be
never
great.
Know. You
That'd
know,
be
we're
fun.
We're trying to keep actual contact at the minimum right now because it's a little weird out there again.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, we'll see what we can do. We can go sit outside by the harbor or something in San Francisco.
It could be in the mask. You know. It's
we
got to
be the mask.
The mask man.
Someone's got to write an album called The Mask.
Who was that mask man?
Who was that mask man? There was a masked woman that was found in the harbor. Anyway,
what?
The midnight lady of. Okay, sorry. So, James, what would you like to eat and drink?
Oh, what I like to eat and drink? I would like champagne and sushi. That sounds pretty darn good.
Ooh.
Oh. Well, you know, that's kind of San Francisco-like in a way, you know?
But, I thought it sounded that way, too. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I like that.
Classy.
I like that. Well,
very classy.
Priscilla is very adept at popping corks. She's very good at that. Sushi. She'll learn, so if you don't like her sushi, well, I'm sorry about that. But are you ready to go for a road trip because we're going to Australia now? Like,
okay.
You know, we just did the whole country to get to you. you know, from Georgia to San Francisco. Now we're going to go to Australia. So we're going down under, and we're going to play a song from Dino Jag. Everyone, go to DinoJag.com. Dino is amazing, and the first time he came on our show, I don't even think we could play the music. I was having a problem. See, technical issues. Don't blame me. I'm just the one doing it. But Dino, the first time, if you stay on the show talking a while, I'm like, I'm trying to get the music to play, and it didn't. But eventually, of course, we played his music over the years. But the first song was Calling All the Saints, and it was a fundraiser for Oxfam. You remember the Haiti earthquake, and he'll tell you more about it. So let's get back on that bus. Let's play some road trip music. And here it is, Calling All the Saints by Dino Jag. And this one, it just, oh, take a listen.
I love this song.
I'm calling all the same.
everyone. Again, that was Calling All the Saints by Dino Jagg. You can keep up with him at dinojagg.com. And he's getting on the party bus. He's in Adelaide, Australia, which means Nancy and I are there. Priscilla, our pink sock monkey, and James Byfield in San Francisco is now in Adelaide, Australia. This virtual stuff is pretty darn cool. But welcome back, Dino. How are you?
Well, it's great to have all these guests here in my Adelaide home.
We got off the bus. Does that mean that you're cooking, or is Priscilla still cooking?
Well, I can tell you, I hope you bought your sun hats, because it's pretty hot here today.
It's daytime.
We like that. We like that.
Yeah,
we're a little chilly.
We're heading for 39 today, which is, I think you're in Fahrenheit there, aren't you? So that's about 102.
Oh, beautiful.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. That's like my desert heat when we used to live out in the desert.
Here.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I want to get out in the sun. You know, everyone's worried about COVID. I just say go in the sun. Just go
in the sun.
Get
sun
out
will
kill
sun the germs.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. You know, I want to go to Calling All the Saints. I know you were back on our show just over a year ago, our Christmas party last year, when we were snowed in at Madison, Wisconsin. And then you had this dance contest to go, everybody go on. And I was like, seriously, I'm going to fall on like hardcore ice. It's not happening with me. I thought I was all, you know, ready to go. Nancy made me toddies and everything. It wasn't going to happen. But I was going to dance with the pink flamingos in the snow. But
yeah,
Calling All the Saints, you know.
I love that.
It's, to me, it's like an anthem.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
You know, it's a song for now, even. Totally for now.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, certain songs, that, you know, the concept, the theme, the inspiration behind certain songs, you know, continue to connect in future events. You know, with Calling All the Saints, you know, I remember sharing this with you, you know, back in 2010, you know, when it first came together. And it was, it's just one of those, I think every songwriter can relate to the feeling that certain songs seem to transcend, you know, you don't really understand where it comes from or why it's coming to you, but for some reason, you know, it just feels like there's something special about some songs. And this was one of those ones for me. Whenever I sat at the keyboard where I was writing on the piano with this one here, and, you know, I would just be overwhelmed with a certain emotion every time I kind of plugged into the feeling of the song and the melody and the lyric. And I didn't really understand where or why it was kind of coming together. But, you know, that's part of the whole process of writing music. I think you've got to get out of your own way and just allow whatever's coming to you to come to you and not question why or how. Because sometimes the muses don't visit you very often. And when they do, you just want to keep the door open, you know.
That's right.
But for this song here was crazy because I'm actually in the room where I wrote the song. It's bizarre because I actually moved away from the place I'm in now, and I've come back after a few years. I'm actually in the room right now where I actually wrote the song. So
cool.
It's interesting. And I just remember it was about 3 o'clock in the morning here, and I just finished doing a demo of the song where I've been working on it for a while. And, you know, the last piece, if you like, of the puzzle, I just kind of recorded it. And I went downstairs to make myself a coffee, as you do at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're working on music. And I switched the TV on while I put the kettle on, and then the news broke out about the Haiti earthquake. And, you know, so this was in January 2010. And it right there in that moment, I thought, okay, this is what this song is going to be dedicated to. And it just the whole feeling behind it just seemed totally in alignment with what they had just experienced over there. And I just wanted to find a way to utilize the song to bring some attention to their cause. And I got permission from the American Red Cross to utilize the images that they had taken on the ground there for a special video release of the song to encourage people to donate towards, you know, getting help over there. awesome. That's kind of the backstory, you know, how it kind of all fell together at the time.
That's
nice.
Awesome. Then,
awesome.
I mean, I just think it's just so where we're at now too. It just really is, and I think it's also a song. It's just a song for anyone struggling, you know, on their own individually. That sometimes
I was approached recently, like someone asked me about that song. I should re-release it and dedicate it to the nurses that are, you know, that are kind of in the front line with everything that's going on at the moment. With COVID.
Ooh, well,
yeah.
I'm just like, you know, Dino, it's so good to have you back on the show.
It's a joy to be here. You guys have been amazing over the years. I'm so grateful for, you know, having supported my music and throwing it in the mix amongst all the other artists that you support over there. So very grateful for that. Thank you.
Oh,
that
well, thank you,
pleasure.
Too. I mean, to us, it's like this just... even... This party just, you know, it makes our hearts really big, makes us feel joyous. And it's like, you know, you can't get any better than just, I think all of us independents have to stand together, you know. We all do. We have to unite and just work together as much as we can. And it's just a beautiful thing. And Priscilla, though, the little sock monkey wants to make you food and something to drink. What can she do? She'll bring it off the bus and into your house. She says it's getting really hot on the bus. She's steaming up. Her shoes are melting. Her makeup is melting because she does have makeup.
All right. Well, you know, I tell you what would go down really well right now would be a dozen oysters. And, you know, I like a nice cold kombucha. And if you want, you can throw a little bit of gin in there as well.
Ooh, a gin and the kombucha? Oh, well, why not? Hey, listen, in the States, it happens to be National Oyster Rockefeller Day. Rockefeller Oyster,
right.
Whatever. We don't, Nancy and I are allergic to seafood. But I did find out today
that
Oysters Rockefeller was created in New Orleans at Antoine's restaurant, and he started doing this in the original recipe was finally finalized in 1889. They started using snails, because don't forget the French in New Orleans.
They ran out
of snails, and so they went out and got oysters, because that's what's plentiful in New Orleans, and hence we have Oysters Rockefeller. And there we go. And so today is the day of the dish being out there. So that's my trivia for the day.
How many people here have eaten a snail?
I have.
Yeah?
No, I haven't gone there yet.
They're actually you know, kind of tasty. I mean, especially a lot of garlic butter on them.
Oh, wow. See, this is now San Francisco.
I think you need the garlic butter to hide the taste.
So then it has to become chicken,
so weird.
Because everything else is chicken.
Yeah, but I don't know if we'd allergic to it, because we're allergic to seafood and fish. So
it might be the shell thing, huh?
I don't know, you know, but I'm happy to say I'm not trying it, because I really don't want to.
I don't want to. No. Well, guys, we're getting back on the bus. I'm sorry about that. James, how are you handling the heat since you're from San Francisco? Are you doing good?
I'm doing okay, yeah.
Cool.
I think we have good road trip
music. The monkey
music.
Put a fan on me, so I'm good.
The monkey's awesome. She can do whatever she wants whenever she wants.
Well, listen,
I'll take
you
to the beach, James.
We'll go through the beach, because the bus can go through the water, just so you know. And just so you know, no sharks can come in. But we're going to South Florida, and this is the perfect time of year to go to South Florida. It's warm. It's not too hot. They have iguanas running around, and they have an awesome rock band that we got to see last year. Finally got to see live music.
In person.
Our friends, the Cravens, and they are badass. And I stopped saying everything else I wanted to say. But they are badass. So we're so excited to have them back on the show. In fact, doing this live series of shows when we were there, we're like, well, dudes, we're going to have to do one of our live shows again since we're here. And we haven't done one for a while. You know, with all the technical stuff that's been changing, we started doing Zoom, and that's great. But now we're like, you know what? We can do both. And It's their last live show with us. And we're like, dude, we got to get back to our roots. It's our anniversary party. And the Cravens, we've had cocktail contests with them. We have a good history. So stay tuned. We're going to play some road trip music. Is everybody belted up, you know, because we are going to go through the water. Like Priscilla's driving through the ocean to get to South Florida. So hang on. Hang on to your kombucha and gin. Hang on to your champagne, your oysters, your sushi. Off we go.
Oh,
so we're going to start
hang
off.
Hang on to your oysters?
Yes, well, you know, well, Dutch Nancy. I love this song. We're going to play What Would You Say? And the Cravens album. It is On the Line, and that was the first album they came on the show with. And so here it is, What Would You Say? And we got to hear him play it live, too. So take a listen, and off we go. Start that bus.
All of my friends went home, back to the lives they own. There's not much more I can do. I can't believe I'm losing you. As I lay down to sleep, I pray for your dreams, sweet dreams.
And that is the Cravens out of South Florida in Lake Worth.
Awesome.
And you can keep up with them at cravensongs.com. They're on Facebook. And that was What Would You Say? And they're always keeping love and positive stuff out on the front. And we love them. Mm. We got to see them perform live. We were
so
lucky.
Much fun.
I mean, just
so
like, are
fun.
We not the luckiest girls?
That
we want to
so
see
much
everyone
fun.
That comes on our shows. Yeah.
So, cool.
So welcome, John. Welcome back on the bus. How are you?
Hey, guys.
I'm so happy to be on this bus in 2022.
Yeah. I know.
Yes.
You got to see our big bus, right? The RAV4.
We did. And I love the little monkey Priscilla. It's just really ducky, and I'm really, really happy to meet the other fellows that are on board from San Francisco and Adelaide.
Good
yeah.
day.
I know.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
This is a party. This is great. Dino makes us global. This is just cool. It's so cool. We're all, like, from all sides of the country and global. This is just a
global party.
So, yeah.
We want to have a big, big blend bus, and it's just going to be all musicians and virtual concert, like some
That's
none.
Great.
I don't know, but we should just get a bus. Eddie Maldonado, I got to give a shout-out to Eddie Maldonado, co-hosted shows with us. He's a dear friend from San Diego, and he knew us when we printed the magazine. He runs restaurants and bars, and he let our band play. And that was like, bless you, Eddie, for that. And but he co-hosted a lot of shows at the very beginning because he's great at it, and especially anything to do with sports. We didn't know anything about that, but he just was always that way of just like, get the bus. You girls need a bus. And this was even before we had the tour. He's like, you need to have the decked out bus. You need the party bus, the double decker bus. And I'm like, it's, you know, stripper poles, the whole thing. You know, we need a bus.
Jeez, that sounds good.
Stripper poles.
I just family bus, but cooler.
You know, we could have, you know, the big blend. You know, it's like because the big blend concept is, and I think this even goes for all of you musically. You know, pop rock, Dino. I think you got funk. You got a little bit of this, a little of that. Americana, roots, blues. James, you got a little bit of everything. The Cravens, rock, blues, pop, punk. So it's all this whole thing of like you're only one thing and you can only be one thing is crap.
No,
I mean, it's there.
Nah.
I get it.
No.
So the
blend
is everything is connected and we are all connected. And we are all in this party bus right now. So we're connected. So I want
to
introduce each. Thank you for being here. I want to introduce each of you Cravens onto the show. I'm going to start with Nancy. Nancy is the manager and married to Rockin' Ronnie, the guitarist, lead guitarist. But Nancy, welcome back. How are you?
Welcome. Oh, we are wonderful. Welcome, darlings. We're so glad to be back.
Now, listen. Priscilla's here. She needs to come see you for a massage and some dolling up because she just went through Adelaide, drove through the ocean to get here. She's melting, but she feels good in South Florida with the iguanas and the cravens. And the craven is sitting here. The actual craven is sitting here. But
excellent.
She would like to come see you for a spa treatment when we get
–
Yeah, we need all kinds of things. She told us that.
Absolutely. Have a spa day.
Yeah, Priscilla needs a spa day. We'll go in with her, you know, but someone needs to give us a cocktail to get us in there. But she would like to make you something to eat and drink. What would you like?
Coffee, and I'll take a chicken salad. Or, you know, Mama Gizzy's... pumpkin ravioli sounds real good right now.
That sounds good.
Listen, the lollipop ravioli, Mama Gizzy's. Listen.
Hey, the mama's got it going on.
Don't mess with the mama.
She's got it going on, dude.
She has got it going on, and she really does know how to cook really amazing Italian foods. And yeah, see, we're global. We're global today, for sure. So I want to bring Bill Meredith back on the show. How are you, Bill? Bill is the drummer for the Cravens.
Great. How you doing, ladies?
We're doing good. We're in party mode. What can our sock monkey bring
Always.
You?
Oh, I would like some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
There you go, Bill.
I think we're all getting our fiber intake.
I'm not sure about the fava beans.
I think you've definitely put the first platter of fava beans on our show ever. That's it. Bill and his fava.
Okay.
What is the fava? Like, do you have a way you like to eat them?
What's
or
the
fava? What's going on with
he
the
likes
fava?
He likes it with a nice steak, I've heard.
Right, exactly.
Well, with some raw meat.
What's a fava bean? I don't know what it
okay.
is. What's a fava bean?
Nancy, I know you
won't. It's a movie reference.
It's a Silence of the Lamb reference.
Oh, God, that's right. There it is.
Yep.
There it is. There
okay.
it is. So, someone has to help
okay,
us along.
At least we don't have to eat it.
I just went to fiber immediately. And,
oh, there's
you know.
Plenty of fiber. Yeah.
We all need a little fiber here and there.
Oh,
all I
shoot.
Know is Nancy's particular about her beans. Like big blend.
No, I'm not doing the
no,
fava.
Don't give her no Yankee beans. No, you know,
no.
Seinfeld. Yankee
mm-hmm.
beans. No. I know fava beans. No. Fava, no,
no
navy. No.
No.
No. Okay. All right. So
only chili.
But anyway, we're gonna move on. We've got Chianti going. So there it is.
Yeah.
So Ron DeSarum. Ron, Rock and Ron the
Yeah,
Leader,
man.
How are you doing?
Hey.
I'm fucking great, man.
You are. Do you have rum? Would you like rum? Priscilla's ready to make. Do you want her to tropical it up, or do you want it just like straight with Coke? What would you like?
Oh, rum and Coke and some pizza.
Oh,
oh.
Yeah. There it is. Right
now,
there.
You
that's
and Nancy,
perfect.
Other Nancy. Yeah, Nancy's in that. She's Nancy Big Blend. Nancy's in with you on that.
Yeah.
You're married mm-hmm. to the other Nancy, the craven Nancy. But Big Blend Nancy and you have the same taste. Pizza and pizza.
Yeah.
You
went down a
you'd
rabbit
be happy
there.
For the rest of your life.
That's
so
how we
that's
roll,
good.
Man.
That's it. And listen, they were the two
go,
judges.
You cannot go wrong with rum and pizza. Come on. The world was
no.
made by that.
You guys were the final judges for the Craven Raven cocktail contest that we did.
Oh,
when was
so funny.
God, does anybody was
like,
that 2018? That we did it?
Yeah, the end of 2018, yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Really, that long ago, wow. Wow, that was so much fun.
It
that was.
Was
a blast. And we have great recipes we
have
on blendradioandtv.com. If you go to blendradioandtv.com, type in the Cravens and, you know, and Nancy, and it was funny because we were in two different locations. You guys were in Florida doing a gig, and we were in Yuma, Arizona, and the bartender at the Yuma Landing was making these recipes that we'd all filtered through. We got all these entries, and the winner, you know, we've got Ward Heinrichs, who's our, I just got to give a shout out to Ward Heinrichs, who's our expert attorney on the show. He like came third, I think, and we tasted his. Linda Stewart Nielsen is a travel writer, and we had Lisa Getz. Lisa turned out with the rum, and that turned out to be talk about everything being connected, right? Through friends and family.
That's right.
But it was
right.
all about the rum. We didn't know connections. Nancy, Big Blend Nancy, and Ron were the two main people to pick, and that's how it is. And apparently
that's
you both
won.
Like
yeah,
rum. That's how, yeah.
The world does not rotate without rum.
Oh,
that's right.
There it is.
It comes to a
rum
stop.
Tape.
So I want to bring Bill Storch on. Bill, how are you?
Good. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing good.
Very
it's good to
good.
Have you back on the
good.
Bus. What can
yes,
we
good to
I
be
mean
on the
last
bus.
Yeah, well last time we saw you we were having Thanksgiving at you guys' the big house, the Cravens recording
the big
studio
house in
big
the
house.
Backyard, that's right.
That's
right. That's
right
with the iguanas. With the iguanas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you and your family.
Yes.
It was amazing. Thank
yes.
you for having
was,
us there.
It was really
and
good.
It was amazing.
It was so wonderful having you gals here. It was so much fun. It was exciting to
we
meet
behaved.
You after all these years. And yeah, you did behave. Too bad.
Well, too bad. I got to take care of that
everything,
time.
Man.
You had your
so
wine
so
bag
you
with you.
You.
Wine bag.
The wine bag. Yeah, we still travel with our wine bags. Portovino,
right.
Very good thing. Everybody, portovino.com, some
right.
shout-outs to them.
Right.
Yes, it's we're
right.
discreet,
it's
and
stealth.
When you asked if you would like wine, we just poured it out of our bag. It kind of happens.
That's right.
But it just happens. We're the easiest guests. We just bring our
that's,
own wine.
That's great. That's great. That's great.
And our own cups, even. It's crazy. Bill, what can Priscilla the Sock Monkey serve you?
Do you know what I want? Whiskey and waffles.
Oh,
whiskey and waffles.
Waffles.
That
yeah.
sounds like an album name.
I
like that. Whiskey and waffles.
Listen, our good friend
great?
Johnny
whiskey,
Master.
Whiskey
Mama
and waffles.
They have
oh,
an album,
like
Chicken and Waffles. But
no. Whiskey and Waffles is
Whiskey
better.
And Waffles.
Yeah.
Damn,
whiskey
Priscilla.
And waffles. With a nice
hot syrup on
there.
Priscilla is getting drunk
there.
Right now. She's getting drunk. John, what are you going to do? John Storch, welcome back. What are you doing?
Well,
you
for what do I want from Priscilla? I want 2022 to be a really sweet year. So I'm going to go with Swiss Miss instant cocoa with marshmallows. And then for the food, cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
Cinnamon buns. John puts the cans in the marshmallows. He was a Swiss Miss with buns.
Can we doctor,
with
doctor the cocoa
yes,
a little bit?
Yeah, Swiss, no. Swiss Miss instant cocoa with cherry-flavored marshmallows.
Whoa, what? Man, you really want some sweetness. My teeth are
I want some sweetness, yes. 2022 needs to be sweet.
Okay, I think it has. Listen, you guys are all on our party bus, so it's sweet, as it is. So I love this.
Right.
So, all right, I want to go back to James. We're going to go back, to San Francisco man, James Byfield of Blind Lemon Pledge. James, what has been going on? We're going to play some more of your music, and everyone, we're going to play another song from each of you, but what's happened for you in 2022? Reflecting on 2021, I was looking at A Satchel Full of Blues as making some good numbers on the charts. How are you feeling right now? What's happening, looking at the past and looking at the future, between the 2 years?
Well, yeah, Satchel Full of Blues was... Satchel Full of Blues was my, I finally had a hit album, I guess, as close as I've come. It was, it got to number 9 on the acoustic blues charts, the Roots Music Radio charts, and it also got to number 89 on the top 200 all blues albums. So I was like ecstatic.
Awesome.
I'm still ecstatic.
Awesome.
So that was some of the best I ever did. I'd gotten on the acoustic blues charts before, but never onto the all around blues charts. So that was exciting. So I decided to take this.
You champagne,
very good.
So don't knock over your glass. She's pouring you more champagne right now.
So I produced an album a year for the last 4 years. So I decided that I was going to take 2022 off and sort of recharge my creative batteries, but I've got a couple things in the works. I've got probably another album of originals that I'm going to be working on, and I've written gospel songs. As you know, I've put a few on my albums over the years, and so I decided to maybe do a whole album of just my original gospel tunes, but having surveyed them, I see I need to write some new ones. But that's my exciting news. I've been working
cool.
on that,
right on.
Listening to Staples Singers every night for a while, kind of getting into their mode.
Oh,
inspiration.
I
Bahoo.
Love this.
Yeah,
Staples. I get that.
I mean, they are one of the best. I mean, there's lyrics
really?
Out
Excellent.
There, and yeah, I mean, Mavis Staples. I would do anything to see her.
Oh, yeah,
she's great. Has anybody seen Mavis Staples perform?
Oh, yeah,
live?
I've seen her 3 or 4 times probably.
Never live. Never live.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
So, okay, I don't know what we're hearing, but...
So anyway, you may remember that song I had, Little Black Train, a couple albums ago.
Yeah.
It was a cappella. Well, I worked hard on that one to kind of get as close as I could to Staples kind of harmonies, and I felt pretty good about it. So that's kind of the mode I'm working in on that album. Let's see where it goes. I like to be open to possibilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
that
sounds
good.
Interesting. Go ahead.
Somebody,
that,
it wasn't
was that,
me.
It was Rob,
oh, that
was
me
you?
Saying, oh, that was me saying, that sounds great. A lot
of
mm-hmm. that.
Oh, it was Adina. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's amazing when you think you're going to take a break. I think creativity goes,
yippee.
Yeah.
I think as soon as you say you're going to take a break, it just goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to start leaching into your system. I'm going to, you know.
Well,
then,
I mean more of a break. I'm not going to take a creative break, but I'm going to take a producing it break, you know, not release an album and just let that part. Because that's, you know, there's the creative part of releasing an album, and then there's just all the kind of footwork and the expense and the hassle and all that stuff. And I need a break from that more than anything.
Right. I love that. And and Dino, for you, this year you got a new song out, a new single out that came out, end of December. You like to do end of December music, and it's always positive. And we're going to play that later when the day comes. What was 2021 like for you? I think the last time we talked to you was it was 2020 December in the snow. When we were in the snow. And so it's been a year. What was 2021 like? What are you looking forward to this year?
2020 seemed to be an like 2021 seemed to be an extension of 2020. they kind of morphed into each other. I think we all expected things to be a little bit different. But in many ways, a lot of stuff got carried over for all of us. I like to have a positive outlook on challenges and look for the opportunities. And, you know, I think a lot of us had our backs against the wall, particularly in the music industry. And it sparked a lot of new music because, you know, a lot of people were stuck at home were able to, get back into writing a bit more maybe than they had been because there were less distractions. So it kind of was the perfect storm for many writers, I think, in many ways. And also, you know, when your back's against the wall, innovation shows up. And so a lot of new experiences, I think, in the ways that people are thinking about how to share music and, you know, how to get it in front of people now. So, you know, it's still a challenge, but I think in many ways it provided an opportunity for the music industry to kind of have a bit of a reset, and it most probably needed a bit of a shake up, to kind of just look at doing things a little bit differently. So I think from that perspective, it was a lot of positives, and kind of like giving people forcing the hand a little bit to kind of go, okay, revisit what you're doing and how you're doing it and why you're doing it.
But, you know, mommy nature steps in and you can't mess with her. And we mess with her all the time worldwide. Mm-hmm. And she steps in, and when she's had enough, she's had enough. And she's, you know, crying enough. And then we have to live with that and regroup. And it's hard.
Mm.
It's scary. But it also takes you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does.
Creative-wise.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't know what that next level is, you know, but we just kind of got to keep the faith that it's going somewhere.
Yeah.
Stay on the bus. Yeah. Priscilla's driving. You're okay.
There's the theme for 22. Stay on the bus.
Yeah. Keep floating. You know, you do. You just stay on the bus and you just keep kind of, it's like surfing, right? In swimming,
it's
or
true.
Any, you know, you, uh-huh. you've got to just stay with the flow and watch for particles. Watch for obstacles. Well, I'm just going back in the water.
Watch out for
like
plastic
anything
in the water.
Yeah.
Watch for floating turds.
Oh,
and do a detour, you know.
Oh, nice.
That's how it is, you know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you've got to, you've got to keep going. And I think music is the one thing that keeps us going.
Oh,
whenever
I
you feel...
How
would
there
not
be a
would
world
totally
without
suck.
Music? I can't imagine.
It would suck. Yeah. I want to go to Bill Meredith because, you know, he's the drummer of the Cravens, and he's an incredible, incredible drummer. You can hear him. You just heard him, too. It was such a treat to watch him and Dennis be the foundation for, John and Bill Storch and Ron, you know, just it was an amazing experience. And Bill, you know, the last show we did live, we pre-recorded a segment with him, but he's also a podcaster and a writer, a journalist, a music journalist. Mm. And he knows so much. And Bill, I wanted to ask you about, like, reflecting of 2021 and into 2022 in the world of music. For us, we've seen just nonstop creativity. I mean, we've got our creative Celebrate the Arts magazine coming out soon, and it's like basically a super thick magazine of new music and new books and documentaries and films and, you know, but music and books, especially music, it seems, because that comes a little bit quicker than a book, writing a novel. So we've seen a ton. What have you seen from last year and going into next year? Or this year, excuse me. We're here now. Stop the bus.
Yes, we are.
Here.
I think 2020 and 21 were such lemon years that most artists figured out ways to make lemonade. And for the Cravens, that was the result was Cravenology, our third and probably best recording. I think that's true for a lot of artists.
Is it the time? Like, is it that artists are having more time with it?
Yeah.
I mean, because you can sit with something too long, too.
Of course. I think we made good use of the time. You know, we weren't performing live. Nobody was. We weren't able to play out. And even as a writer, my writing dried up because most of my writing was covering touring acts, you know, doing concert reviews and promo features. And so everything kind of got put by the wayside. And I think it allowed us to be a little more focused towards completing the CD. Plus, we recorded it more on our own at our rehearsal space with remote equipment, and weren't under the gun as far as studio hours and studio costs go. And John Storch did an amazing job working on the CD. He went above and beyond to make it sound as great as it turned out.
Awesome.
Well, Cravenology. It's a fucking amazing. I mean, the quality is above and beyond. I mean, John is extraordinary, above and beyond, the first two.
I love this. Let's play it.
Thank you, guys.
Sea of Gold. This is really what was so great about seeing you guys perform live is, you know, we've played your music over the years. All three, you know, entities here, Dino, James, and then, you know, the Cravens. So that's why I say three. There's many more of you here. But, you know, we played your music on the live shows, and that's why I want to bring them back. It's like I want to bring it back. It's got to be there. You know, it's because you get to play music and pair music to segments and everything. But we've played your music, you know, a ton, all of you. And it's just really cool when something new comes out. Nancy and I are always like excited. Oh, there's new music. What are they doing? But, you know, to see you guys perform live and then Cravenology, you know, we heard it a little bit before we got there and then had the album. And by the way, the CD is still in the car since November in the CD player. The CD has gone to Pennsylvania. It's been to it got me out of a snowstorm that started to happen in Pennsylvania on our way down, back down to Florida. I mean, if I could, you know, it's been everywhere. It has been all over, and it will continue to go everywhere. But there's just something really cool about how independent musicians are able to hone their craft. And what you're saying, that's something we've seen. And I want to play Sea of Gold because we never got to play it on the first show. Well, not the first show, but the most recent show with you guys, because we were kind of doing a crunch, you know, like from the beginning till now. I want to play that. But before we do, I want to go to Dino. Dino, is that something for you too? I mean, in producing, having your own touch on what's being produced?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just talked about with Craven, a lot of us have would normally outsource certain things in the recording process. We had to step up and see what we could do with our own resources in the last couple of years, a lot more than we would have normally. And in many ways, that was a kind of healthy challenge. Ultimately,
yes.
I
agree. Absolutely.
So once you know you can do it, then you realize you can do it. So you don't have to do what you did before. You can do what you do now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I really do it for some of the. Sorry, I was going to say I know here in Australia. It's what we've all been experiencing, pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel, not all musicians write music. There are a lot of musicians who make a living out of performing live and haven't had that kind of net to fall back onto to write music. So it's been another level of challenge for the musicians that have found themselves not being able to fall back into something else, at least to divert their energy. I mean, the thing about writing music, it's you don't get there's no instant kind of financial gratification from that process. It's not like just changing jobs. It's a creative process. So it doesn't pay the bills in the short term, but it's been healthy in terms of diverting your energy based on the fact that you can't perform live. So you can go, okay, well, I'm going to, great opportunity to write and produce more music. But there have been many artists who haven't had that to fall back on, and it's been devastating for those artists.
For sure.
Psychologically, a lot of my friends have really struggled who don't write music, but they're sensational musicians, just haven't had that kind of creative flow to kind of fall back on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And also touring-wise, a lot of musicians go overseas. I mean, if you're in America, you need to go overseas half the time for people to recognize you. And
for whatever reason.
Truth. And now, even if you're from England and then travel, we've done all these interviews lately where European musicians are having a really hard time with visas now because of the whole Brexit stuff.
Mm.
And I know that even for you to come over here, Dino, it's not easy with visas.
No, I mean, I would have loved to have come over. I was hoping to come over last year, but just, that wasn't going to happen. And I know, there's artists that have been, from states coming over to Australia, and the cancellation notice keeps coming up. I mean, I just had another show cancelled yesterday that I was supposed to do this month because of what's going on here with new restrictions because of Omicron, I don't know how it's going there at the moment with the gigs, but it's everything's still getting cancelled here at the moment, based on the current environment. So we're still losing shows. So there will be an end to all this at some point. But at the moment, I think our resilience is really being challenged for us that, where live performance is a part of our diet, so to speak.
What about putting on virtual concerts? Like, we're all sitting here. We've got all these musicians. What if you all banded together and put a virtual concert on?
Well, a lot have. I mean, a lot have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
but
have.
I mean,
and some musicians are better doing it.
Big Blend should do it. You guys are perfect place to do it.
So we
think about it.
We have to get on the bus. We need the bus. I know. We actually, before COVID happened, we've talked about this because of us going to parks and stuff, of doing virtual park concerts and stuff. And, and I kept thinking there's a someone help me on this. Change the World Music. It's an amazing series of musicians performing the same song around the world.
Oh, yeah. I forget the name of that.
Change.
And it's like you see all these musicians play a piece of music together, and that's kind of my vision of unity, and they're doing it, which is great. But there's all this technical stuff, and look, you know, we're doing it, but, like, I'm pushing buttons that I can't remember now. Because it just takes that little bit of time you aren't. But you guys know that. You guys going out and performing after being in lockdown, suddenly you're out on stage. It's like, holy crap. How did we communicate together at one point? We all had looks. We had buttons to push up our feet, our hands, or whatever. You know, we have, you know, strings to, you know, it's like we know our instruments, but it's a different thing when you're live like we are now. And it's like, I'm like, damn, at the beginning of COVID, we started doing live radio shows every single day. And it was a way of us connecting everybody because people needed to still feel connected. And there were still stories to be told. Even the destinations that we cover in travel, I'm like, don't close down. Tell stories. Tell your stories. It's now's your time. And so we're still like, you know, come on, you know. But, you know, it's different, and I think it's introspective. James, for you, how did it change over the last two? I mean, now we're in the 3 years, I suppose we are. For you, in regards to recording, because you've got your band as well, and you did get some video going with you guys.
Yeah, well, we because we're kind of small and you know, folky. I mean, we don't require a lot of equipment. We're kind of portable, so we did a bunch of different stuff for most of the 2 years of the, especially 2020. We we did a series of once or twice a month. Driveway concerts where we just went to somebody, a friend's house, or somebody's house would ask us, and we'd set up in the driveway, and that way people from around the neighborhood could come and kind of gather but not get too close because we were all outside.
Very cool. I love that. And people just loved it.
I mean, people were like, you know, we got, because some places we came several times and people were waiting for us to come and, oh, when are you coming again? So that was really fun. And then I have a friend, a good friend that I've recorded with off and on since my like second or third release, and he's got a little personal studio. So most of the album that I released in 21, I recorded at the end of 20 in his little studio, and you know, I'd bring my drummer in and we'd do it, and we were all very careful about things, but you know, it wasn't a lot of worry because there weren't a ton of people around and stuff. And that's how I put the record together. So I had, you know, I was done by like January, February of 21, and then released it in July.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow.
Very cool.
Very cool.
I love it that you guys are all still here. We're on the bus. We're all like still rocking it. Woo-hoo! We're gonna keep sailing because we're in the.
That was pretty cool.
We're in South
Florida. I love that story about the driveway concerts. That was great.
Oh, they were great. It was such a good vibe because people
were they
just,
streamed.
They were just craving music, you know. I'm sorry.
But were they streamed those driveway concerts or was it just
no?
Basically
we just set up and played. You know, it's like
I
don't mind dealing with the technical stuff, but I'd rather somebody else was doing it because I find if I'm trying to lead a band, do a good performance, and mess with the video stuff, my mind just explodes.
That is so cool.
That's really great.
Well,
I like the driveway too. We have a band out not far from you, but it's on the other side of the bay, in Richmond area, I think it is, the Bay Station Band. And they started doing porch concerts. They're in Richmond.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Richmond. Yeah. And so, you know, people would come by, drive their bikes, sit and watch, and they're just all on their porches playing music. Mm-hmm. So they were doing that. And it's cool. They do these bay concerts where they go out on a boat and play music on their boat. And sail around the bay and play music. So there was this whole, like, new thing going on. But they were always doing the bay music thing, but suddenly it went to porches. So I love
it's all really cool. People need to feel alive.
Yeah.
There's so much death going around. People just need to feel alive. I mean, you remember seeing the videos of the people in Italy singing on their balconies?
On the balconies, yeah. People just needed to reach out.
Yeah, people just needed to reach out to each other and say, hey, look, I'm here and I'm alive. And,
And
I want to hear music and I want to do the things I do when I'm living, you know? So I think it was excellent.
I think if you musicians went to bed and breakfast in their local neighborhoods, that they would find that people, like most of them, have big porches and places where you could play, and their people booking into the B&Bs would love it.
Yeah.
And
I think there's a big space there that could be filled.
Maybe not this time of year, depending on where you are. South Florida, heck
well,
yes.
Not everybody's cold.
Right, exactly.
Two of the three of your guests are warm right now. I'm not.
Yes.
San Francisco is always
the bus
cold.
Stopped in South Florida. We should all be good. There's pelicans flying. Dino, did anything like that happen in Adelaide where you are? With going out to parking lot. I mean, there's drive, grocery stores were doing drive-in, movies and things like that here. And people were also doing lights up. And what was it like in Australia for that?
Look, driveway, because I haven't heard about that. I think I might have pinched that idea and see if I can start the fire here in Australia with that one. If a lot of people went to streaming here or tried to stream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of the streaming, personally, because, look, we're having a conversation together now and it feels real. There's back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Dialogue and stuff, and that's really what a live performance is for me. That response, the feeling of the other people in the room, and to
energy.
Kind of to take that away from the live performance, to take the people away from the live performance in the room with you is a different experience. It's not something that excites me personally. I would rather see a video of a live concert than actually just bunch of people in a room performing to a camera, that's just me personally, but I get the fact that it's a good way to monetize a performance, if you've got the audience who want to support you. For me, I turn to releasing some video footage from my home studio to my network of songs I hadn't recorded before, and sharing those videos, and that's something that worked for me. And I kind of set up a support me page where people could buy me a virtual coffee, lunch, dinner, or wine.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'm with you on that. That's
that
cool.
Was,
I'll put that up too.
That
we should
was a,
do that,
that was interesting, actually. That was an interesting exercise for me, where I gave people four options to they could buy me a virtual coffee. They could buy me lunch, dinner, or dinner and wine. And so the virtual coffee was, $5, and I think then it went up to $15 for lunch, and then it was like $30 for dinner, and then it was $50 for dinner and wine. And to my surprise, the majority of the people purchased dinner and wine.
Wow.
I was absolutely shocked by that.
Cool.
It was a good example of never kind of underestimating the people that kind of want to support you. If you're given the option, you'd be quite surprised at what they actually choose. I could have just put their, buy me a virtual coffee, people would have done that, but it was kind of a bit of a marketing exercise as well, just to see if you give people more options, what would they choose, So that was kind of something cool that worked for me in 2020.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, yeah,
so we definitely know you're not a cheap date, at least, you know.
I like a good meal, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love this. I love this because I think that's the truth is, you know, musicians are not necessarily marketers. Right, so that's why we have Nancy here as the manager of the Cravens, and
correct.
Not saying the rest of you aren't marketers at all. But I'm
I wish I had a manager.
It's very
a lot
hard
of work
to promote yourself. I sold Nancy, my big brand Nancy, my mother's art for years, since I was a kid. You know, I'd be able to sell a painting for thousands of dollars versus her doing it because it's her own art. Because there's that immediate. You know, you're either way egotistical and over the top, or you're where's the balance coming, right? And it's the same thing in small business. We have to learn that value and understand we all have value. And it's a very big business lesson to learn of, you know, and even with us, we have that, you know, we have to sell marketing and ads and stuff. And our clients are nonprofits and small business and destinations, and not the big fancy ones. We are trying to help all the independents. That's who we are. And it's you're not going to sit there and go, all right, guys, we're going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars for a marketing plan. We're not doing it. We can't. And we just can't.
Right.
We just can't do it. So you do what you can, but it's you can't undersell yourself. You can't, because if you listen to everyone's music on this show, like, hell no, right? And
that's
I think
right.
that's kind
right.
of part
right.
part of the streaming has been a beautiful thing that people can sit and listen. I listen to Spotify. Sorry, I do. It's easy to listen while I'm working. But
right.
I want the money to go proper, you know. It really
to
needs
go
to go properly.
Go.
And so that's where I would like to see a change for musicians. It sounds great. I mean, it's like podcast. Oh, how much money are we going to make podcasting on, you know, the same damn thing? We're on the same boat. It's, you know, the big guys get all the money. So you have to do your own independent thing. And it's very interesting listening to this. But on that level, we all have to in some way do the conformity, but then still be our – we have to keep our integrity, all of us. No matter what we are doing, I don't care if you're running a candy shop in a downtown district, you've got to keep your integrity. That's what, and when you start losing your integrity, you've lost it. And you've lost art at that point. Period.
Yeah, you're sold out.
Yeah.
You sold out.
You sold
out. But you have to eat.
That's for sure.
You have to eat. And Spotify is not going to do it.
To make a living. You have to make a living. Everybody has to make a living. That's a given. And I call that survival. And then, so there's survival.
But also on your own terms, too.
Yeah.
You know.
But survival is base, like just to keep alive, okay? And then
survival, water, and bread.
Graduate
air.
Above survival where you can be, okay, I'm surviving on my own terms. As you say.
Now on a thrive.
And then you can go when you're comfy there and you got that down, then you can go for a little bit more and like, oh, I'm going to have a savings account.
Yes.
Make interest off the bank. You know, so when you think of the hierarchy of how we actually really exist, you know, we've come a long way from cavemen, for example, where their thing was, am I going to be alive tomorrow? Am I going to be able to feed my family? And I don't know how they got children in the first place because they don't know. They were like, what? You know, without education, I mean, if you think back, they would be, what's happening to my body? As a woman, you'd be all like, dude, I'd count on that. But you know what I mean? If you think back how far we've come, and now we've hit a roadblock with the virus.
Yeah.
Another
it's not
thing.
The first time. It's not the first time. In the 1800s, we had yellow fever. you know, we just weren't there to experience it. This is just kind of our turn.
Well,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. So in a sense, we really haven't gotten very far from the cavemen, but it's 2022, so we're going to make it the best we can.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so let's jump in. Okay, since we're in Southern Florida, let's jump into the Sea of Gold. One of the Cravens, who's going to tell us the story behind this? Like, set it up. This is from Cravenology, the album, Cravenology, the latest one, and we're waiting for more because, like, we're never done. We're like, we're pigs. We're music. We should just have a magazine called Music Pigs. We are.
Pigs.
We're music pigs. We'll just, like, you know, just keep bringing it. We'll just keep eating it. You know? So it's true.
Hello.
Music pigs. That's what I'm just going to call it. I'm going to call him.
I think
John
he's
John
Bill.
Back
fan.
On the song. Let
John?
Me see. Well, when Bill and I were working on it, to tell you the truth, it's it's very loosely based on an autocratic figure that we all know, who happens not to be president right now, in a very loose way. Certain phrases in the verses are kind of based on this person, but not completely. Not completely.
Mm.
A vibe was set up, and we just kind of ran with lyrics that would create a certain atmosphere. But like the bridge, when I say when you're all alone in your sea of gold, blah blah, that's all kind of tied into being lonely while you're also despotic.
Oh my God!
And then actually the line is a cardinal swinging in your tree. There was actually a cardinal on the tree when we were writing it at the back in the back.
No way. And listen,
yeah.
There's
a cardinal on the tree, so let's put that in the song. Yeah. There's just that
I
simple.
Love that. That ties back
so it's
to
not
Rudy's
it's,
Pub.
It's not exclusively.
But that's named after Rudy. Like, you got to think Rudy's Pub is named after Rudy the Cardinal.
Yeah.
That's where we saw
you
perform.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, here it is, everyone.
Yeah.
Sea of Gold. Sea of Gold, again, from the Cravens. It is out now through their latest album, Cravenology. Go to thecravens.com. You can get them on Spotify, all those places. But go to thecravens.com. And cravensongs.com. Bandcamp, you guys are on Bandcamp, right?
Yes, we are.
Oh, cool. Please go there, everybody. That's, like, really important because musicians make actual money on Bandcamp versus everywhere else. So Bandcamp, and especially on certain Fridays, Bandcamp Friday is a good thing where you can support your musician and they get all the proceeds from the sale. So Bandcamp is doing the right thing, just giving a promotion to Bandcamp. I have no affiliation, but I love what they're doing for musicians. So here it is, Sea of Gold, again from Cravenology and Craven, cravensongs.com. Here it is.
What you preach? My mistake. What I put down, I'll do on my own time. Your father's house, it's got many rooms. Don't ever let the river swallow you. Oh, I can't say why, I can't say, oh, why. Oh, I can't say why, I can't say why. Oh, yeah,
God, I'm so glad we played that, everyone. Sea of Gold from the latest album,
awesome.
Cravenology by The Cravens. Go to cravensongs.com.
Thanks for playing it.
Go to Bandcamp.
Awesome.
Holy cow. What I love about this is you just have all your genres all merged in one, and you do it with such damn dynamics. It's just like it's awesome. I mean, it's insane.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for playing it.
Thank
you.
I think somebody in your band should write a Cravenology novel. Like,
we all talked about you
really.
Doing it as a comic strip.
Well, that would have to be Dennis, right?
Yeah.
The publishing,
They're the publisher.
There we go.
Dennis
okay,
and
well,
O'Meara
there
would
be awesome.
Or Dennis could write it and Dennis could publish it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That
sounds good to me.
Listen, I
want
to go to Ron.
I'll follow
Rock
and Ronnie. Around. Yeah.
Rock
I'll
and Ronnie,
him.
I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that song, too, because that song has a lot of stops and, you know, and flows. And what I thought was really interesting is how your guitar comes in with here's your lead. And then at the end, it's like, it kind of flips over and does the vocals like mirroring back to your lead.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I don't know what, I know what I'm talking about. I don't know. It comes out right. Bill, you could probably help me more. You're the journalist on that.
Mm-hmm.
But you do flip it over. Here comes the, because that beat and the way the guitar goes and, you know, has like a stop short kind of boom, yet it's still Americana with that boom. And then here comes the lead. I mean, it just kind of like frees that. It says, "Okay, we've got your attention. Now we can soar a little bit, and you can listen." Like, how is that as a lead guitarist to kind of get that vibe and not overstep, and then also not overstep when you do that? Because you come in as incredible. I mean, it's just
Ron.
Amazing flow.
Yeah,
Ron, you have good flow.
Yeah.
Is that something
you've
been practicing for years? You know?
No, I think I'm really in tune with John and Bill's writing, and try to always write something that complements it. You know, kind of try to come up with parts that complement. In other words, to not play more than what the song calls for.
Mm.
You know.
That is so true with Ron. I mean,
yeah.
that's why Ron and John and I, and we've
been writing music with each other for so long that it's just Ron's right. He knows exactly where to come in and soar, and then where to lay it out, and where to come in hard and heavy.
Yep.
And that song does have a bunch of little catches to it right when it's soaring.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, and then just stops.
Yeah.
And it's like it's back into the mechanics of the song.
And Ron is an incredible writer, and we've been working together for so long. It's like we totally trust what he's going to come up with. And every single time it's always right. Without a question.
Yeah.
The dynamics are amazing. That dynamic of that song, because it really does like wrestle you up to wake up. This is what we're going to tell you. And you're like, oh, you picked up, like, here's the bird chirping outside your window. Like, what the hell's going on outside?
Yeah,
I'm going to look.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I'm listening, I'm looking, and then here comes Ron going, it's going to be okay, you can do this, you can listen. And then, you know, it goes back to it, and you're like, okay, now I'm familiar with this. It's a very, that song is intricate, but the dynamics, it's badass. And I really want
to not to mention that Ron's kicking ass.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ron kicks ass during this.
Yeah, the guitar
kicks
down the block. Yeah, I'm back.
Bill, for you guys, Bill, you and Dennis, on that is something to be, you're super tight. I mean, to do that, let that, because it's tight and open at the same time. That sounds terrible, but it's true. You know what I mean?
True.
No, sounds good to me, actually. Dennis, he's the kind of bass player, if you're in a rhythm section, he's the kind of bass player that makes you feel better about your own playing because he's so easy to lock in with.
He's chill.
Yeah, Dennis
on stage.
He's incredible.
So chill.
Yeah.
He's chill. Like he's just like you guys are all like these natural born musicians, you know, not killers. Natural born musicians.
He's chill off stage too.
It's a connection, it's a vibe, it's a surreal kind of connection. When members really get it,
you do it just
for
funny. I got like a little funny story to tell you. At my job, I ran into someone that we all know from the outside world, John Tolucci. He's a drummer in town. He's been in town.
Very
he's been
well
in Nashville. He's been in, you know, Nashville, stuff like that. And I hadn't seen him in a long time. We were talking in the garage at the place where I work, and he's like, well, what's the name of the band you're on? I said, well, we're in the Cravens. He goes, oh, my God, the Cravens. And he's like, so you guys have a reputation of being, like, super tight and, like, not just tight on stage, but tight, like, as friends. He goes, is that true? Or you guys all get along really good? I said, yeah. I said, the five of us get along great. You know, it's like, so we kind of have this kind of like vibe out there in the music world around here that we're really tight as friends as well as tight musicians, you know.
As a band.
But,
you are tight.
Yeah.
You are tight.
Yeah.
But I can believe to see it live, you'll see that. I mean, it's like everybody knows. And just do it straight. I mean, I know that being able to perform live is still kind of new. And, you know, after the whole COVID thing. That night, it was like, wow.
Yeah, the chemistry on stage is just phenomenal. It just, you have, when you see them live, the chemistry is just insane.
It's insane. And
along with the musicianship of all of them. Yeah, phenomenal. Phenomenal musicians. Yeah.
And it sucked. We didn't want to go home. Nancy, like, almost put up a fight with me, and I'm like, dude, like, Mom, we're taking you home, girl. I know. Like, we got to go home. We had to go home. We're taking care of a dog. We pets it.
I
travel.
I mean,
people are social distance by that. So, you know. But
I mean, the two of you made it through four sets, so that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I just want more. But speaking of that and amazing dynamics and music, we're going to go to Dino and play his new single, which is out now and came out in December 2021. Got a great video you have to see on YouTube, and it's called When the Day Comes. And Dino, you know, you're a solo artist, but you seem to surround yourself with the best people on the planet. Because you're a nice guy and talented. It probably just
happens that
way.
No one does anything on their own. I mean, you know, I go, I'm not really I always perform with a band. I mean, you know, I just learned years ago that every time a band broke up and you had to come up with a new name, you know, it felt like starting all over again. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to stick with my name. And when the band breaks up, at least the name carries on.
Right.
You know, so, you know, but yeah, there's always more people than me involved, you know, so I never want to underplay that. You know, the reality is that, you know, it's no different than being in a band. We all work with musicians, and we kind of do the same thing. So, but having good people around you is the gold in life. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You bring your audience into everything, and it was very apparent also during COVID. I mean, I was talking about that one Christmas show we did, and you did a song and you dared everybody to go out and dance and film themselves, and then you made a video of it. And I mean, you got your audience, your fans, to be connected in a way, because you aren't there with them to do that.
Yeah.
In a way, you're stretching globally also doing that.
Well, look, you know, one of the highlights for me, I've got to say, like during this whole kind of last couple of years was in 2020, I wrote a song called Can't Keep Still, which was kind of a bit of an ironic title at the time, because it happened just when, you know, we were told we weren't allowed to dance and sing in public. And two of the healthiest activities you could possibly do as a human being.
I agree.
So it was kind of ironic. And I just kind of in my room started doing some videos of just, you know, some songs that I'd written and hadn't released. And I started working on this song and plugging into some of my retro funk soul influences. I just recorded a 1 minute sample and sent it out to people on my mailing list, basically, and people on my social, saying, you know, if you want to be in my video, send me a little snippet of yourself dancing to this little sample of the song. And it was such a huge success. You know, people just recorded themselves, because everyone was in isolation at the time. So people just recorded themselves, you know, just kind of dancing to a little snippet of the song, and then they sent it to me on the video, and then all of a sudden, I mean, I've never worked with video in my life, so all of a sudden I got hundreds of these videos sent to me from people, not just around Australia, but all around, you know, overseas in Canada and the US and Italy and France and all over the place. And
that's amazing. That's
so
cool.
Okay, what am I going to do with this now? You know, so I very quickly jumped onto YouTube and started watching all these tutorials on how to put a video together, you know, through just stuff that was available that we all have access to, with just software that you can access for free and things like that.
It's so cool.
And it was, you know, it certainly wasn't a high-end video, but it was most probably, out of all the releases I've ever been part of, it's the most exciting and the most fulfilling release I've ever done, because, you know, I've got all these people that are on my video from all over the place, dancing to a snippet of the song, and we kind of shared the release together. Of the song. It was bizarre,
but it's so important. Like, it just shows how important music is.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was a great diversion.
It documents history.
It was a great diversion.
It stays moving. Music documents history, but the torch is always burning, because the music is always playing, you know, and that's the beauty. It's better than a textbook, right?
That's
the beauty. That's what I'm talking about with James's music. James, you know, James Beitel here, I mean, you listen to his music and you're learning history through his words of what people went through in this country. And
I've got to have a listen to some of James's gospel songs he was talking about before.
I want some of that, because seriously, Mavis Staples still, like, you know, that all that, like, when we got to this country, and, like, I heard gospel in Africa, and it's huge. It's huge. Like,
well,
I
it's not part
sorry,
of the Australian,
but,
it's not part of our culture here, but, you know, I absolutely, you know, whenever my ears got exposed to the sound of, you know, that style of singing, and, you know, my, you know, it always put put a shiver up my spine. Yeah, so there's something special about it that always
it's
magical.
Pure. It's pure.
Yeah.
It's pure. It's getting down. And James has it.
Soul?
James is real. James, you're real. I'm sorry. We're just talking about you while you're on the show. We're talking behind your back.
I think I had shivers going down my spine.
Yeah. No, but it's true. But it's about a real being real. And I think what's so wonderful about you is what you unclutter things and just you're just playing. You're like, here's the real deal. What went down? I mean, John, run, John.
I have to just go Bob Dylan.
To me, is one of the best, too. It's like, you know. But we got to get moving. The train is going to stop at any time and say, hey, bus, you're racing me, but I'm going to beat you. So we can't do that. So we're going to play When the Day Comes. Okay, so listen, the video for this, the video for this, you did this outside a church and in a karaoke bar. What's going on? Like, you were all over the place, and it looked like you involved people again.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah, there's a few funny stories behind that one as well. Yeah.
All right, let's play it, and then we'll talk. All right, here it is. When the Day Comes, everyone, by Dino Jag. Keep up with Dino at dinojag.com. Take a listen.
I got no religion, but I got intuition. Follows me like a prowler, comes from a higher power. You know that I'm still a dreamer, I got myself a keeper. Loving is so high, every day is gold. Make no mistake, I was on the take, crossing all the lines. Oh, and my imagination will get me some salvation when the day comes. Oh, 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 when the day comes. Oh, 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 when the day comes. Oh, 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 but not today.
That was Dino Jag, When the Day Comes, his latest single, and you can go to dinojag.com to learn more. But Dino, let's talk a little bit about that song. Number one, it should be longer. I'm just saying, because you know, we like it. But it's inspirational. You always seem to have a positive message with your music. Tell us a little bit of background to this song, and because you were filming with other people, it seems like you're getting everybody involved again.
Yeah, well, I mean, that song was written in June last year in our last lockdown. We had a 5-day lockdown here in Adelaide, and hopefully that was our last one. Although it does feel like we're locked down at the moment, but I think they've reframed lockdown to heavy restrictions, make it feel different. But
that's funny.
So yeah, that was written during that time. So I think, you know, the feeling of that when the day comes was kind of plugging into just energetically what was going on at the time. And the inspiration for me was kind of looking at some of the choices I made over my life and So the opening lyric, I've Got No Religion, it's not an anti-religion song, but, you know, this kind of starts, it's with that kind of lyric. And I remember when we made a decision, you know, to put a video together, and again, no resources. And so now you can do things on an iPhone. If anyone checks out the
amazing
video to the song, it was all done on an iPhone. So which is, I was actually pleasantly surprised with the end result. But we just had this idea, like, let's keep it simple. I had the idea of I wanted to get thrown out of a church. this opening scene, had this vision, being thrown out of a church and then jumping onto this piano, I've Got No Religion, and that's kind of the opening scene. So then I rang a friend of mine here who deals with real estate, and there's a lot of people that find old churches and convert them. They've been abandoned, and they, turn them into a cool place to live, And so I rang him. I said, do you know anyone that's, we just want the front that looks like a church. Do you know anyone that's got a building that we can maybe access for this little video scene? And he goes, oh, look, I've got one better. I actually know someone who actually has a church, a real church that's actually functioning in the city. So he put me on to the priest, the priest says, oh, we'd love to support your music. And then I explained to him what the opening scene was. And I said, look, we're just going to just fly out these front doors, going to be thrown out by a priest. And he goes, so had a bit of back off about that, naturally. And he says, we don't want to be seen to be throwing people out of a church. We're trying to get people into the church. So just kind of modified the scene. I had to kind of rewrite the scene, and so I'm just kind of running out now instead of being thrown out. That was just a bit of fun, and then we found a karaoke bar here in Adelaide called Le Sing. Just wanted to have a scene where the band kicks in, and we just wanted to be on stage. I don't really hang out at karaoke bars, but I've got a cousin who's a karaoke junkie, and it just happened that I saw something come up in his newsfeed, this karaoke bar, and it looked kind of retro and a little bit cheesy and cool. I thought, that'd be a bit fun.
It looks like a place you'd eat cheese whip. It would. So much. It looks like you'd get cheese whip if you wanted. I don't know.
So, in the final scheme of things, we just did it in two locations, a little bit outside this church, and then we just kind of filmed inside this karaoke bar when there was no one there. They opened up for us and let us use the room. And all done on an iPhone. So, it was kind of gave me a bit of confidence, actually, because, most musicians who are independent, making the music, I think it was James, I think that might have mentioned this before, like making the music is one thing, but then when you've got to actually put the other piece together, like the promotional content and then the money involved in making that happen and then promoting it and the money involved and energy and with all the other stuff on the other side of the creation line, that's where it gets really kind of challenging, especially if you haven't got the income coming in with the other stuff, So it was refreshing for me. It gives me doing this video with just an iPhone, just one person shooting on one iPhone, that gave me confidence to go, okay, you know what? We don't need the big budgets for music videos now. We can actually still make stuff work without all that stuff. So, that was a positive outcome
experience. Now, because, I looked at the iPhone things, and the camera functions in iPhones are supreme. They are really smart, and the resolution and all the stuff that we need when we put a magazine together, it's right there. It is.
It's there, and I love that everyone's doing all these different, ways to make things work. And you know what it is? The over-polished is, I think none of us care about over-polished anymore, unless you know what I mean? It goes back to integrity. Having integrity, here's what I want to put out. I'm going to do the best I can
with what I have. And you know what? I think people resonate with that. Everybody roots for the underdog, right? More than, hey, here I am, the fancy person at the top who, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, it's all that. But we're on a time thing here, and I want to get James back in here on the conversation because we're going to play his song, If Beale Street Was a Woman. Tell us about this, James. Everyone, James Byfield, also known as Blind Lemon Pledge, and you can go to his website, blindlemon-pledge.com. Tell us about this song, because that's an interesting title.
Well, I actually stole the title from an old jazz song that I discovered on YouTube one day by accident. And I've stolen a couple titles in life. Luckily, you can't copyright titles, so they're open. But all I did was see the title, and I went, and the whole song just kind of fell into my mind. I've been trying to, for a long time, working more and more towards trying to get a sense of the poetry of the language of the blues. You know, I love the kind of non sequitur qualities of some blues songs and how different themes come in that aren't necessarily related, but then you kind of get to the end of the song and all of the verses stack up and give you a picture more than a story, and that's what this song was really based around, was that that sense of an old blues song. The third verse, which is my woman found two other men and threw my ring of my diamond away, is really trying to capture that quality of you know, just this verse about a cheating woman and all that stuff. So it was really, and it's an homage to Beale Street too, to just the feeling when you are in Memphis and surrounded by all that amazing blues and stuff that went on there. If you haven't ever been to Memphis, it's just, and I'm sure you guys have been, it's just it's got a, you know, a music quality that's astonishing.
So yeah. You've been there. You've been to Memphis, to Beale Street.
Yeah.
Years ago, on one of our very first shows, and I've got it, it's very difficult because what we have archived versus what we have in archive as we are traveling are two different things. And we interviewed a photographer who did these black and white scenes of Beale Street way back when, and like in the hub of it during Elvis, and I really just, I need to go in our storage unit and get old hard drives out or something. It's insane what this man did, and they're beautiful. And tomorrow's radio show is dedicated to Memphis, and we're supposed to talk with Milton, who's our guest, about, you know, what to do in spring and kayaking and all the nature stuff. And we did a little bit of that. And then we started talking music, and his face literally lights up. And we're doing Zoom calls, right? His face lights about music, and he wouldn't stop. And I'm like, dude, we're not stopping. We're going to go. We're going on the music thing. Yeah. We're on the music train. We're in Memphis. Screw this. We've been on our show before. We did all of this. We're going on the music trip. And he did. And it turns out the music
Memphis
trip
without music. You can't.
Yeah, and he brought it into, you know, we think about Beale Street, and then you got to think about Elvis. Then you got to think about Memphis Soul. Like, the Box Tops have been on our show, which is amazing. I mean,
oh, is that right?
I mean, the history of, like, Memphis Soul, you've got to also look at black history of Memphis and how that happened, and the Underground Railroad history that happened there. And there's this history that I didn't even know. It's not necessarily the Underground Railroad, but it was like this whole other underground scene. And so it's really huge, black and white, in Memphis. And I think it kind of converged there. And then you got to think how close it was to it, and is to New Orleans. It's close. It's not far to Chicago. You can take a train right to Chicago, Detroit, you know. So when you think about this hub, it was like, by the time we're done talking to them, like, okay, now what's happening now? And then he's like, well, rap is huge. Like, we've got hip hop, we've got all of this happening. So we're, but using the sensibilities and sampling from the past. So it's like moving to the future, and it is now. And it's so cool when you think about the place. And that's what I love about what you do, James, is like, as we travel, we go to, you know, West Virginia, and we've been to Kentucky and all of these places, and your music is part of that, like reminding us of the history of the coal miners, the farmers, the slaves, the sharecroppers. You remind us of the history and the roots of what makes Americana. And
well,
we can't forget
so
those roots. We cannot. We cannot forget those roots. And that's the beauty of music, is always to remember and document and keep it going. So we're going to play If Beale Street Was a Woman, Was She a Curvy Gal? Or was she skinny?
I think she would be.
Yeah,
I
think she would be. And I think, you know, she's got those lights and all that good stuff. So, James, thank you for joining us again. It's great to have you on a live show again, right? I think the first time you were on the show, we made it, and we had all kinds of, we just kept hitting walls, but we've made it. It's beautiful. So thank you for joining us. Everyone, again, blindlemon-pledge.com. Thank you, Dino Jack, for being on the show. It's been awesome to have you back on here. And everyone, go to dinojack.com. And thank you to the Cravens, all of you, for joining us.
You're welcome.
You guys.
Well, I'm sure I speak for the other musicians when I say thank you guys for doing what you do so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing
absolutely.
What you guys. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yep. Ditto.
Yes, absolutely.
Ditto across
you guys
the board.
Are great.
Ditto.
You make us happy. Are you kidding me? Just keep creating. You make us happy. And the more we can let everybody be happy like we are, the better. The more music,
absolutely.
The better. The world keeps going around. So here it is. If Beale Street Was a Woman, everyone, Cravens, go to cravensongs.com on Bandcamp too, dinojack.com, blindlemon-pledge.com. That's so funny, because every time I say dash, I feel like I'm going to get a duster out. blindlemon-pledge.com. And, of course, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, audience.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody who's been part of our journey. Rock on, babies. Here it is. We're going to Beale Street. Take care.
If Beale Street was a woman, I'd take her for my bride. I've been married to the blues ever since I was alive. If Beale Street was a woman, who I'd take her for my bride. I've been married to the blues ever since I was alive. If Memphis was a singer, blues would be the song. There's a note for every heartbreak, every gal who done you wrong. If Memphis was a singer, then the blues would be the song. Now there's a note for every heartbreak and every gal who done you wrong. Thank you. Memphis crawl. Got a satchel full of blues and my back against the wall. I'm crying low on Beale Street. Yeah, I'm doing the Memphis crawl. I got a satchel full of blues on my back against the wall. I got a satchel full of blues on my back against the wall.